The governor says the budget lawmakers vote on today reflects give and take. It would no longer double the state fee on selling a home, as Doyle proposed in February. There's also less money for local governments and the university. But it's largely a Democratic document, one that spends about $1 billion more than the budget assembly Republicans passed in July. That extra money comes mostly from taxes on cigarettes and hospitals that the governor says he hopes Republicans can support.
I think the whole state is hopeful that some moderate Republicans walk away from this crazy right-wing thinking that's going on in that caucus and recognize that we need a good, solid, middle-of-the-road budget.
Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch has already predicted that Doyle's new budget won't pass his chamber because it still taxes too much. Democrats could theoretically go around Hipsch if they could convince a few Republicans to vote against their leader. But former state lawmaker and UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says that's unlikely, because it would amount to Republicans giving up their majority.
That's something that I think is very unlikely to happen because of the significance of what it means. You never give up control. You never give up power.
Lee says even if this budget fails, it could move the ball forward by sending a message to Democrats that Republicans won't support a budget like this one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.